councillor in North Down has been getting his hands dirty by cleaning up his streets because Stormont's stretch budget has left the local area overgrown with weeds. The EP's Peter Martin. Councillor Peter Martin with us today. Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
We don't have a lot of time here, but you've been out doing this yourself, have you?
I have, yeah. Started with just a couple of constituents sort of contacting me about the weeds in our area, and I went out and dug them out initially, but that was patently unsuccessful because they kind of came back a few weeks later. And then I went on the internet and researched a kind of environmentally friendly weed killer, which consists of salt and vinegar you'd put on your fish and chips and my wife's fairy liquid. And you kind of mix this stuff together, and it's very effective. So I've been spending the last couple of weeks sort of spraying weeds around my my council area.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do this? Can we all go out with whatever we want and garden the council's property?
Well, I mean, it's not council property. It's transport and I's responsibility. But no, you can't. You need to put down, say, commercial weed killer that you'd use maybe in your own garden, glyphosate or something like that. I mean, you can't go out and do that, obviously, but something that's environmentally friendly, that, doesn't harm dogs, cats, pets, and especially humans, is fine. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been going around sort of spraying the weeds and the
local. How bad is the situation? This is what I'd like to find out from all of you listening at home as well today. How bad is the weed situation where you live? 030 30 80 55 55, if they're not cutting it as much as they once were, how bad is it where you are, Peter?
It is fairly bad. It's a bit sporadic, but I mean, give you a bit of context. I mean, some of the weeds in our road were probably a foot and a half high, some of those sort of yellow topped ones. On other streets in Bangor seem to be okay. It really depends on the footpath. But I have 19 streets to do now. I've just had lots of emails, lots of stuff on Facebook. But like yourself, people not really believing I was doing it, and then sort of you get the email saying, would you please include our street in it? So I've got 60, I've put down 60 gallons of the stuff so far, and I've got 80 gallons in my study. Ready to go down.
The Department of Infrastructure say Transport NI is about to commence a weed control program. It'll target footways and curb lines. Normally, the weed control program starts earlier. Difficulties experienced, they say, in the delivery of the formal program this year within North Down. However, these have now been resolved. Work will start shortly. I'll tell you what, you just reminded me something I've wanted to say for a while now. I live quite close to Nendrum Monastery down there. Beside Strangford Lock, and there are lots of tourists come there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful sight.
Yeah.
And I went up there with a friend last week, and it's overgrown to an extent now where the weeds and the grass has been allowed to grow so tall that I just wonder what's going on. It's been maintained for many years. It's a lovely tourist attraction, and now it just looks like people have forgotten about it. What on earth is going on at Nendrum?
It's funny because I actually saw that on my Facebook page, that exact story. Somebody had it on last week about Nendrum and the state of it. And obviously, if we want to encourage tourism and so forth, and we want people to see how beautiful Northern Ireland is. It's an amazing place. We do need to keep it. To keep it as weed free as we can.
Yeah. Well. So do you know what has gone on at Nendrum? I tell you what. I want to look at this as a story, actually. So I want to contact the local council area. This is one of our main tourists. It's not a main tourist attraction, but it's certainly a beautiful tourist attraction. And yes, self-interest declared. It is beside where I live. But, I guess that's what you do as a journalist. You talk about things that you've experienced in your life. And I just think that one of our, is this happening to other tourist attractions in Northern Ireland? And why have they let Nendrum go to that extent? Who's supposed to be looking after it, Peter? And is this down to money?
I honestly don't know whose responsibility Nendrum is in particular. As I said, I just saw it coming across my Facebook feed.
And we'll find out.
But you'll be able to find out. TNI have got, obviously their priorities. And, we know that budgets are tight. If you said anything else, you wouldn't be telling the truth. But I am glad that they're commencing a program. It did seem to be a problem because obviously I'd emailed. That's what councillors do. You sort of email them and they couldn't commit whenever I emailed them in the first place. And then I just sort of thought, like, you know, there's no reason I can't do it myself. And actually been out with my five-year-old daughter. She's got a mini weed spraying pack, and I've got this sort of Ghostbusters backpack. So Lissy's been out with me doing it, and a bit of father-daughter bonding, and she loves it, you know. So, and it's just a bit of civic pride, and I do think it's what, you know, I do think it's a reasonable example for politicians to set, because very often, you know, we sort of get criticised for just talking and being in meetings and that sort of stuff. And I do think it's important that, you know, we build up trust with the public, and they do see us. Listen, and the comments I've had have been absolutely amazing.
If you would like to build up some trust with me, I'd be very happy for you to come down and cut my garden and sort my weeds out.
Is it Fantasy Island? Is that where you live?
I wonder would Gregory Campbell come down and pluck my daffodils?
That question's well above my pay grade. You'd have to ask Gregory that. But I have to say, I'm sort of inundated with requests. My wife is.
I've got a plum tree.
I use up all our fairy liquid. She wants me to paint the hoarding, and she keeps complaining every time I head out with.
Do you think Gregory would come down?
Let this man finish.
Do you think Gregory would come down and look after my?
No, don't say it. Don't say it. Sorry, do continue.
Martin, good morning. Sorry, Peter, thank you very much indeed.
Peter was just trying to finish his sentence. Let him finish his sentence there.
We've had enough of Councillor Peter Martin.
Peter, I apologise.
Thank you,
Peter.
You're
so rude. You're so rude to these people. And then next time we have to ring them, then they don't want to come on.
Actually, Peter was quite a nice man.
He was a nice man.
I liked Peter.
I wouldn't come back on after the way you've treated him.
Peter's the weed killer. We're going to nickname him.
He's still trying to talk and you're still talking over him.
Thank you, killer, Peter. Thank you, weed killer.
Thank you, Stephen. It was lovely to talk to you.
He didn't mean that.
Oh, there's a question for you. He is. He's the weed killer. Tony, I have a question for you. I'm not doing some type of gardener's corner thing, just to make this clear.
Am I still here, Stephen?
You are, Peter.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, Peter. Yes, Tony.
Stephen, all I want to find out from what's the mixture of it? You know, do you put in a gallon of vinegar and half a gallon of...
Well, I think we need to be careful here, because I'm not too sure you are allowed just to come up with your own mixture and go out on the public property.
That's why I'm asking what's the mixture.
Yeah, it's a good question, Tony, and I'd want to make clear that you just can't go out on, you know, public roads and spray them with anything, because you get in a lot of trouble. This stuff is, as I said, it's a gallon of vinegar, and then you add a pound of salt to it, and you sort of shake it up.
Sounds like something you get in the BBC canteen.
It's the same stuff you put on your fish and chips, and then you...
I'm being instructed to say I'm only joking.
quarter of a bottle of Fairy. So a gallon of vinegar, a pound of salt, quarter of a bottle of Fairy.
Oh, dear.
Sorry? White vinegar or brown vinegar?
White vinegar, Tony. Although I'm sure brown works, but I use white.
Tony, I've got a good idea. You don't need the vinegar. You could get a podcast of Talkback starring William Crawley, and the weeds will wilt.
I could well believe that, Stephen.
That's very unfair. Just to defend Dr. Crawley, don't say things like that. That's not
one of his Ulster Scots blockbusters.
I'm sure they get a lot of viewers, and you have to be respectful to Dr. Crawley. That's not nice.
Thank you very much. Councillor Peter Martin, thank you.
All right.
Morning to you.
I feel bad for that man. You just talked all over him.
Why wouldn't you come and see Star Trek with me?
Because you have this habit now where you constantly are licking crisps. He licks the flavour off the crisps and then puts them back in the bag or discards them. Doesn't eat them, licks them.
I did a really bad thing. This is a true story. Mm-hmm. Where I was up in the cinema and I was trying not to eat the crisps, and I left a couple of the crisps on the seat beside me.
How many is a couple? Because a couple of people assume to be two, but I assume you bought a jumbo bag of crisps, maybe a multi-pack, and they're all there.
On the empty seat beside me. Mm-hmm. And I said to the friend I was with, I said, quick, we got to get out of here while it's dark, because I don't want someone to see.
Did you left a licked crisps on the
I
seat?
I left crisps, you know, a kind of messy situation beside me. Gross. Except I left my bank card in the middle of all of the crisps.
Well, that'll teach you not to do that.
Apologies to the cinema. I'll have to go now and collect them. Anyway.
Licked crisps. It's rude.
This is our little cinema rundown.
Yes, you've been to see Star Trek, Beam You Up.
Very good.
Captain Kirk, all that.
Very good.
Your weekly cinema listings rundown from The Nolan Show.
Swallows and Amazon is rated PG and released on the 19th.
All present and accounted for.
Glad they can come up here and do all the things they took for granted. I don't want them frightened of the world.